Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 86 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the case of a Massachusetts woman, Karen Reed, who's accused of killing her boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting in January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship and played this police dash cam of Reed at the scene.
She kept saying, this is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this.
But the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And major music labels, including Universal, Warner, and Sony Music Groups, are suing two AI song-generating companies for copyright infringement. The AI companies accused of stealing artists' work to train their models. Neither company's publicly revealed its training method. Brian Clark, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 86 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, quiet, warm, and humid today. A slight chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon. A high of 88. Tonight, slight chance of a shower early, then partly cloudy with a low of 61. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid with a high of 76. Currently in Richland Center, we have light westerly winds, and it's 86 degrees.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Helping you build a better life. WCC U Credit Union feels so right.
Becoming a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Special sale on 8-piece cut-up chicken for 85 cents a pound. Freschetta pizza, $3 each. Jimmy Dean turkey sausage patties, 99 cents each, 8-count box. Farley's brat patties, Swiss and mushroom and original, $5 each. Netted pork butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Whole lemon pepper chickens, 99 cents a pound. And many more in-store specials. Shop ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Chakwish Road South. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sunday, 8 to 4, closed holidays.
Good afternoon. It's 86 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The National Weather Service has confirmed not one, but two tornadoes in Lafayette County over the weekend. It was an EF2 tornado that hit Argyle. That's the one that flattened a church. Meanwhile, they also confirmed an EF0 in Belmont. That brings the total on Saturday across Wisconsin to 8 tornadoes. We've now seen at least 35 tornadoes here in the Badger State this year, and it's only June. Last year, we only had 21. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board has had to cancel its sponsored canoe outings on the Wisconsin River due to high water. Water levels are well above normal flow for this time of year and continue to rise. Mark Cupp is the executive director of the Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board.
We certainly see numbers like this, particularly in the spring when we have snow melt, precipitation in the spring. But when we're looking at the end of June and into July, it's very unusual. So, for instance, yesterday, for example, normal flow based on 100 years of data at the Muscadet gauge would be about 8,800 cubic feet per second, which would be about 2 feet at the bridge. And yesterday it was 29,000 cubic feet per second, which is about 6 feet. And that is an incredible amount of volume of water, and it's only going to go up. So by Thursday, for example, of this week, just a couple of days from now, it will be well over 40, maybe 45,000, so 8 feet at the bridge. and it could even escalate from there, because we did have some overnight rains, and particularly in the central part of the state, that's going to continue to come down the river. We have all the tributaries below the Paradisiac Dam, the Pine River, and all those other tributaries, Honey Creek, Otter Creek, and Sauk County, the Iowa County and Dane County tributaries that are going to contribute, and then those above the dam that are of significance. And so just checking the readings this morning upstream, they are still really swollen. And then if we get more rain Thursday night into Friday, particularly up by Wisconsin Rapids in that area, we don't see any real relief in these high water levels.
All trips scheduled for this week and next have been canceled.
I have already canceled the trips for this week, and just minutes ago, I've decided that we can't take people out on the river in the Voyager canoes next week. I had trips booked for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and it's not safe out there. And I've been advising people that have had trips booked with their outfitter on the river, as well as any private canoe trips, that I would not tell my family or friends to go out. For one thing, there aren't any sandbars available. And then the current is so strong, and there are eddies and whirlpools. It's not real safe out there right now.
For more information, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 at 608-739-3188 or email marcia.curtis@wi.gov. A Wisconsin judge is limiting the public's right to use flooded rivers, lakes, and streams. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Bennett Brantmeyer issued the ruling Monday in a case involving provisions in the Wisconsin Constitution that guarantee public access to navigable waters. Thomas Rice of Ionia filed a lawsuit last year alleging airboat users were crossing his property when it flooded. State Department of Natural Resources policies state that access is granted to any part of a navigable waterway as long as the person remains in the water. Rice contended that public access ends at the ordinary high water mark. Brantmeyer ordered the DNR to develop new policies. After getting drenched with more rain last night, experts say mosquitoes are about to get worse. Check your property for any standing water or puddles and clear it away. Then you'll need to consider protecting your body by wearing netted or long layers. It also helps to wear EPA-certified bug repellent or using natural options like oil of lemon, eucalyptus. The heat is on. Did you know hot temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here's some safety tips when you are dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, don't leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars the last several years across the state. If you work outside, keep water close to stay hydrated. Be sure to take a break in the shade and limit your time in the heat and chill out in air conditioning. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board presented a revision to the early retirement for teachers policy to members of the school board at last night's meeting. The board recognizes the benefit of early retirement to both the district and its teaching staff. Teachers who have served the Richland School District for a continuous period of 15 or more years may retire at age 55 and receive benefits as per the administrative regulations established. After a review of the teacher's request for early retirement, the request has to be approved by the board. The intent of the proposed revised policy is to give benefit-eligible staff 2 options. One option would be to take the early retirement benefit in some format, becoming less of a benefit over 3 years. The second option would be to pay the eligible individuals a stipend on top of their teacher contract. The hope is to keep tenured teachers in the district who may otherwise retire from the Richland School District to take a better-paying job at a different school district, which at this time is beneficial for their state retirement fund. The board unanimously approved the policy revision. Dr. Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Instructions, reported that the district has not utilized CESA 3 to support teacher membership in her 4 years with the district. CESA 3 does offer some mentorship support, but it is minimal in comparison to the new teacher project. She reported that the Richland School District program has been a standalone program run by mentorship coordinators. The same programming has been used for the last 4 years. Johnson wants to improve upon the mentorship offerings to new teachers by trying the Dane County New Teacher Project for this next school year. The district can learn new strategies and techniques for the support of its mentors and mentees through this national curriculum. There are 88 hours of activities. The plan is to have coaches, mentors, mentees, and any other teacher deemed needing more support in first-year type content attend events. By signing with the Dane County New Teacher Project, she explained many opportunities would be available. The teacher mentors, instructional coaches at the high school will have access to the coaching training they want. The Richland School District Mentorship Program for new teachers will get a much-needed facelift with the support and resources of a nationally recognized group. Leaders in the district, both official and unofficial, will have the opportunity to participate in these pieces of training and support groups and classes. And the district gets to try out a new resource with no long-term commitment. The district will reevaluate mid-year and again at the end of the year to ensure this resource is being used to its fullest extent. The board approved utilizing the program. The RCHS teacher leader instructional coaches will be utilizing some of these services with the peer mentoring grant. In other action, the board approved the Argentina short-term exchange program for the 2024-25 school year. To waive the policy concerning school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays to allow the baseball team to travel during spring break to have the opportunity to play early season games. The Richland Online Academy charter contract, the Fine Arts and Hornet powerlifting as clubs beginning in the 2024-25 school year on a probationary basis. The application for the WIAA for the 2024-25 school year for Richland Center High School, Richland Online Academy, and Partner School, budget revisions for the 2023-24 budget year, and revisions to the 2024-25 employee handbook. The Richland School Board was presented the fourth quarter disciplinary report. Primary school principal Amy Hardy reported that some of the areas are high because children don't play in social groups like they used to. They socialize on media to communicate with one another instead of going out to play, where many of us learned our social skills. Students are having to be taught social skills so they can solve some of these problems of getting along with others in person on their own. U.S. Senate candidates Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde have agreed to a debate. The two will face off on October 8th, and the debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The debate will be moderated by Poynter Institute faculty member Jill Geisler and will feature questions from other panelists. Baldwin is seeking a third term in the U.S. Senate. Hovde previously ran for Senate in 2012, but was defeated in the primary by Tommy Thompson. Everyone involved in a lawsuit over Wisconsin's election maps will have to foot the bill for experts brought in to examine the case. The state Supreme Court ruled Monday that the six separate parties that got involved with the lawsuit each owe just over $21,000 to pay for a pair of outside experts to examine proposed election maps. The case was dropped after Republicans and the governor's office came to terms on a new map and passed it into law. Justice Rebecca Dallet says the two professors put in the time and effort to make rulings and should be paid for that time. The chair of the Wisconsin Public Service Commission wants faster development of new nuclear technologies. Summer Strand commented during a WisPolitics luncheon in Madison last week. Strand said there is a lot of really exciting innovation, research, and development happening on the nuclear front. She said if she had it her way, it would be happening faster and be more readily deployable now. Strand said the U.S. Senate has approved a measure to facilitate that work, and she noted that European countries are already making progress on small modular reactors. The U.S. Secret Service has finalized the security perimeter for next month's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman expects protesters to behave and that anything beyond lawful protest will not be tolerated. People will be allowed to carry guns within blocks of the downtown security perimeter. Protesters will be given two outdoor stages outside the perimeter, although one will be within sight of Pfizer Forum. The RNC runs July 15th through 18th, and is expected to bring thousands of delegates and others to Milwaukee. A Dane County judge could rule on whether or not disabled voters may cast absentee ballots electronically from home in this November's election. Assistant Attorney General Carla Keckhaver on Monday argued against allowing that, telling Judge Everett Mitchell that allowing the change just 2 months ahead of the August primary would be disruptive and confusing. Jared Grubau is an attorney for the plaintiffs, said the request would alleviate confusion. Disability Rights Wisconsin, the League of Women Voters, and four disabled people filed a lawsuit in April. Just prior to Monday's hearing, the plaintiffs asked that the change apply only during the November election for voters who can't independently read or mark a paper ballot. It's 87 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1220. The DOT has awarded rail improvement grants. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today. Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 87 degrees in Richland Center at 1223. Rail improvements are coming. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, has announced nearly $5 million to improve freight rail at facilities in Luxembourg, Reedsburg, and Wrightstown. The three freight rail improvement projects funded by the Freight Railroad Infrastructure Improvement Program are receiving a combined total of $4.8 million to make upgrades to agricultural facility equipment, construct new storage at a transload terminal, and install a new industry track. FRIP loans fund rail projects that connect an industry to the national railroad system, make improvements to enhance transportation efficiency, safety, and intermodal freight movement, accomplish line rehabilitation, and develop the economy. The Riffley transload was awarded $825,267 in September to help fund the construction of a new trackside storage building at its transload terminal in Reedsburg. Riffley Transload has already invested more than $300,000 for track, storage, and other facility improvements at the Reedsburg Terminal. The new hoop barn-type storage building will enable Riffley Transload to reduce transportation costs for its customers in the food products industry in Sauk County and surrounding counties in south-central Wisconsin. Riffley Transload is served by the Wisconsin and Southern Railroad. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources today announced that eight Wisconsin residents won a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hunt elk during the 2024 elk season, which opens Saturday, October 12th. Four winners will be able to hunt in the Black River Elk Zone for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. The application period was open from April 10th to May 31st, and the DNR randomly selected the winners from more than 25,000 applicants. The drawing is random, with all applicants having an equal chance of selection. The DNR received applications from 17,761 hunters for the Clam Lake Elk Zone, and the winning applicants are from Green Bay, Madison, Hortonville, and Birchwood. The DNR received 7,750 applications from hunters for the Black River Elk Zone, and the winning applicants are from Athens, Wisconsin Rapids, Toma, and the Waupun area. All winners must participate in a Wisconsin elk hunter education course before obtaining an elk hunting license. The class covers Wisconsin elk history, hunting regulations, biology, behavior, and hunting techniques. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds dairy producers to submit their responses to the 2024 Wisconsin Dairy Producer Survey by the June 30th deadline. DATCAP mailed the survey to licensed producers in late May. The survey includes about 30 questions on various topics, including herd demographics, management practices, business structure, labor, and future plans. Survey responses will provide insight into industry challenges and opportunities. Dairy producers can complete the survey by returning the printed version using the postmarked return envelope included in the mailing. New this year, dairy producers can choose to complete the survey online by using the QR code at the top right corner of page 1 of the printed survey. All survey responses will remain confidential and be summarized and released only in aggregate. The Wisconsin Dairy Producer Survey Summary will be finalized and shared later this year on the DATCAP website. Dairy producers should contact DATCAP's Farm Center at 1-800-942-2474 or by email at farmcenter@wisconsin.gov with questions or to receive a survey if it was misplaced or not received. The American Red Cross stresses that blood and platelet donors are critically needed right now. You can roll up your sleeve and help to save lives by donating today until 2 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Additional blood drives will be held Wednesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells and Thursday from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. There will be three more blood drives on Friday. One will be held from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. The second will be held from noon to 5 at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. And the third will be held from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Arena Fire and EMS Station. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Richland Concert Association had planned an additional concert in its series this Sunday. However, the artist has canceled. As a result, there will be no performance hosted by the Richland Concert Association this Sunday. The High Ground Veterans Memorial Park will host a Badger Talk by University of Wisconsin-Madison Professor Emeritus Doug Bradley on Sunday, August 4th at 1. Bradley will present We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War, which places popular music at the heart of the American experience in Vietnam. The presentation explores how and why U.S. troops turned to music as a way of connecting to each other and the world back home and of coping with the complexities of the war they had been sent to fight. It also demonstrates that music was important for every group of Vietnam veterans. Doug Bradley is a veteran of the Vietnam War and has written two books, D. Ross Vietnam, Dispatches from the Air-Conditioned Jungle, and co-authored with Professor Craig Werner, We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the soundtrack of the Vietnam War, which was named Best Music Book of 2015 by Rolling Stone magazine. This presentation is part of the High Ground's annual Vietnam Veterans Reunion, combining Vietnam exhibits, Huey helicopter displays, and the 1 o'clock presentation by Doug Bradley, which will all be free and open to the public. Lunch will be free for Vietnam veterans who RSVP before July 31st. Vietnam veterans can RSVP with one guest by contacting Teresa by email at museum@thehighground.org or by calling 715-743-4224. The High Ground was founded as a Vietnam Veterans Memorial in 1984 and is located in Neillsville. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts heads into summer 2024 with a campus revitalization project and a 20th year celebration. Young artists return to campus to make critters with junk and found objects, learn mosaic, and tinker around just as they did when Shake Rag Alley began with its after-school arts program in 2024. In July, the annual Woodlanders Gathering returns, a reminder of how the nationally known arts and crafts school began. All these creative experiences with friends from across the street and across the country help Shake Rag Alley celebrate its 20th year while illuminating the path forward and engaging in a comprehensive campus revitalization, upgrading electric and internet access campus-wide, and shining a light from the iconic lanterns. Shake Rag Alley Center for the Arts invites members of the community to be a part of their 20th year celebration. There are multiple ways to honor the past and be a part of the future of the arts community and the creative economy by the campaign deadline of July 31st. Options include a $20 a month sustaining donation that makes a direct impact on Shake Rag Alley's operating expenses, or a contribution at any level from $200 to $2,000 that honors the past while illuminating the future. $100 raffle tickets for the October 14th celebration event at the Lynn Pavilion support the campaign, and prizes include work by artists from the Shake Rag Alley community, two-night getaways at the Tuck Point Garden Suite, and other driftless offerings. It's 87 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 12:32. Today's vital statistics are next.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hey, property owners, are you tired of battling overgrown brush and trees on your land? Meet your solution. It's Kilroy Contracting, your experts in land clearing, brush hogging, and underbrush removal. Jake Kilroy and his crew are ready to tackle it all, from clearing existing trails to taming those overgrown fence lines or creating brand new access points to your property. Don't wait. Call Jake Kilroy at 608-604-6396 today and let Kilroy Contracting get the job done right.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
It's 87 degrees in Richland Center, 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, June 25th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Lorinda Lou Cleary, 78, of North Dakota, died last Tuesday at Luther Memorial Home in Mayville, North Dakota. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home today from 4 to 6, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lorinda Cleary include four children, Richard and Lisa Miklin of Eatonville, Washington, Rhonda and Todd Hamilton of Hawaii, Robert Miklin and Courtney of Minot, North Dakota, and Jeffrey and Mary Cleary of Kenosha. Five grandchildren, a brother, Harry Schufel of Battle Creek, Michigan, sisters and brothers-in-law, Janice Derline and Larry Denman of Portage, Jean and Marge Cleary of Ithaca, Tommy and Nancy Cleary of Bear Valley, Christian and Bridget Kurth of New London, Alice Clary of Central City, Iowa, and Barbara Clary of Ithaca, two nephews and many cousins. Lorinda Lou Clary, 78, of North Dakota. Janice I. Ledbury, 80, of Muscadet, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will follow at the Rock Church Cemetery in rural Livingston. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Janice Ledbury is survived by her husband, Herb, sons Jeffrey Ledbury and Curtis Ledbury, both of Blue River, 7 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many other relatives and friends. Janice I. Ledbury, 80, of Muscadet. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Richland Hospital following an illness. A memorial service will be held Thursday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in the Willow Valley Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Thursday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will be held afterwards at the American Legion Hall. Survivors of Hondo Hill include his wife of 52 years, Janice, 3 children, April and Don Fish of Muscadet, Justin and Katie of Richland Center, and Marcy Hill of Boscobel, 8 grandchildren, 5 step-grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, 3 step-great-grandchildren, siblings, Cindy Cratcha of Muscadet and Kathy and Dave Foth of Richland Center, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Ronald J. Hondo Hill, 71, of Richland Center. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, July 2nd at 11 o'clock at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center, with burial to be held in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church next Tuesday, July 2nd, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Marcia Muller is survived by 2 sons, Casey Muller and Jeremy Muller, both of Richland Center, 3 brothers, Pat and Patty Kraska, Mick Kraska, and John and Marie Kraska, all of Richland Center. Her mother-in-law, Bernadine Muller of Richland Center, brothers and sisters-in-law, Connie and George Zijia of Plymouth, Patrick Muller of Richland Center, Dennis and Deborah Muller of Lone Rock, Karen and Leo Manning, Mary Jo and Paul Salisbury, Joseph and Debbie Muller, Timothy Muller, John and Brenda Muller, Robert Muller, and Maureen and Roy Dahl, all of Richland Center. Also many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Marcia Marie Muller, 64, of Richland Center.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Kirk and Kit Neville, Jeff and Emily Martin, Mr. and Mrs. Alan Weber, Colton and Kaylee Harrington, Pete and Cindy Bremer, Ron and Barb Granger, and a happy 64th anniversary to Bill and Tressa Ward. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, that line of storms, which just kind of skirted our area early this morning, now stretches all the way from southern Iowa through Illinois, Indiana, into Ohio, moving away from us. That's where most of the active weather should stay for the rest of today. It will be quite warm and humid around here, and with a secondary disturbance coming down across the region later this afternoon or this evening, we can't rule out a brief isolated shower in just a couple of spots, but most locations should stay dry. Otherwise, the big story for the next couple of days will be some cooler, less humid air moving in. It should actually be mainly quiet tomorrow and Thursday. Nice for getting outdoors and getting some gardening in or getting to the park or just engaging in your favorite summer activity. Temperatures should be rather comfortable. Then as we head toward Friday, we'll see the moisture return as the next front moves in. Should bring some occasional showers throughout the day. Current thinking is that we could see up to a half inch of rain on Friday. Hopefully no severe weather, but we'll certainly keep an eye on the situation with things gradually drying out for the weekend. So the rest of today, partly sunny, quite warm and sticky. Just that slight chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. Northwest wind up to 10. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower early, then partly cloudy. Low at 61 degrees. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, cooler and less humid. High 76. Northwest and north wind between 10 and 15. Heading into Thursday, sunny or partly cloudy and pleasant. Low at 52. High in the mid-70s. Friday, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of off and on showers and thunderstorms. Low about 61, high 77. Saturday should be partly sunny, breezy, and cooler than normal, but still pretty nice. Low at 62 with a high of 74. Sunday mostly sunny and comfortable. Low 49 degrees, high of 76. Monday partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Low 54 with a high near 77. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy 87 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 84, our low this morning was 76. Our high so far today, 88. The record high for this date was set in 1988 at 100 degrees. The record low, 41, was set in 2004. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 67. Sunset tonight will be at 8:46, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:23. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 29.73 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 87 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson. is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Some tips for detecting avian influenza in humans today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
While actual cases of humans contracting avian influenza are rare so far, it doesn't hurt to keep watch for it. Jeff Bender, director of the Upper Midwest Agricultural Safety and Health Center at the University of Minnesota, describes symptoms.
Cough, fever, joint pain, muscle aches, and conjunctivitis or redness of the eyes as being some things that we've seen with some of these zoonotic influenza, these animal-to-human influenza strains.
For dairy workers, as an example, Bender says there are resources available to assist in verifying a diagnosis.
Contact appropriate authorities that will help guide with diagnostic tests and just appropriate follow-up treatment recommendations. And oftentimes you'll get that through the state health department.
Bender also cautions that it's not just dairy workers who may be at risk.
It's another reason to not drink raw milk. There's a number of things that can be transmitted in raw milk. And so I'm not a big proponent of raw milk consumption. I think pasteurized milk is the best way to go. Pasteurized cheese is the best way to go, the safest.
Bender was featured in a Q&A provided by the Migrant Clinicians Network. There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hasatune from Tim Slack Auction Realty. Let's hear results in upcoming events. Small sale and small but good crowd. Large squares tapped at $275 a ton. In large rounds tapped at $125 a ton. Call 608-642-2824 info. Don't forget to watch our upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming. We need listings. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hasatune. Have a great day.
Flood impacts. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction is on June 28th, selling more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery. For more information, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. Flooding in the upper Midwest is resulting in livestock losses. Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association President Jake Thompson tells Brownfield the southwest corner of the state is most affected.
With this drastic change in cool to hot and the water stresses, we did have a feedlot call that had fairly higher death loss due to some of this water and stress that they're dealing with the cattle, and doing everything they can there to minimize that.
Northwest Iowa farmer Kelly Neuenhaus says the recent round of heavy rains have had a major impact on agriculture.
Seen a lot of ponding, a lot of crops that had been underwater, which surprisingly now we could use a little shower to wash the dirt off of them because they're pretty well covered with mud, and that makes it tough for them to survive.
He tells Brownfield some of his replanted acres have been flooded out. The ag supply chain could feel the effects of flooding for some time to come. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition says while damage is being assessed, what's been seen so far is cause for concern.
Some of these
rural roads and bridges. Obviously, the BNSF railway bridge by Sioux City that has partially collapsed. That's a very poignant example of that. But then, you know, obviously it extends to swollen rivers.
He tells Brownfield this isn't a busy time for soybean exports, but there's still a lot of soybean and grain movement within the system.
If you all of a sudden have an interruption of service in one particular area, well, all of that freight has to get diverted elsewhere. And we're seeing that with, say, with BNSF Railway. You're having all of that traffic having to be diverted away from that collapsed bridge.
Steenhoek says that results in a greater concentration of freight, increasing the likelihood of congestion, less reliable service, and more expensive shipping. And state ag leaders are working closely with federal agencies to better understand H5N1 and how to reduce its spread among livestock and some farm workers. Brownfield's Kara Hart reports from the Midwest Association of State Departments of Agriculture regional meeting in eastern Missouri.
Ted McKinney with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture tells Brownfield.
I mean, we did learn some lessons, good and bad, out of COVID-19. And you want to repeat the good things, but eliminate the bad things. And I think that's where the whole debate rests.
He says having checkpoints on the interstates or checking every livestock herd for the virus might not be necessary, but it's also important to act to prevent the virus from spreading. Reporting from Chesterfield, Missouri, I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals just for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco energy-free or energy-efficient waterers. Plus, get $40 to $110 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $75 off all portable hutches in stock purchased during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Show lists this week are mixed, somewhat higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado, and in Texas. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. Boxed beef is higher at midday with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.16 at $3.23.80. Select is $2.09 higher at $3.07.16. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards, feeder steers were $1 to $3 higher. Steer calves were $3 to $5 lower. Feeder heifers were $2 to $5 lower. Heifer calves were $5 to $8 lower. The USDA says quality was plain to average and demand was moderate. Calf buyers have pulled back some as heat and dry conditions have set in. Medium and large one feeder steers, 613 to 644 pounds, brought $270 to $311. Feeder steers, 707 to 744 pounds, brought $256 to $278. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 659 to 687 pounds, brought $240.50 to $255. Cash hogs are higher at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors have been a bit more aggressive in their procurement efforts. The demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong, and that's a bright spot for the market. But there are a couple of things limiting any upside potential. The ample supplies of market-ready hogs and hog weights that are still relatively high, ensuring a lot of pork is available. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director up $1.29 with a weighted average of $87.76. The Western Corn Belt's up $1.26 with a weighted average of $87.76. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. At Illinois, slaughter's hog prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $61 to $73. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.21 at $99.04. Bellies are sharply higher. Picnics and butts were both higher. Ribs, loins, and hams were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The Stein Seedcast, the only podcast dedicated to everything Stein, shares insights from company leaders, growers, agronomists, and more. Listen in today. Soybeans are lower. The USDA's national condition rating dipped, but remains above a year ago, even with big drops in some states. Export demand slow, especially for new crop beans. July beans are down 15 and a quarter to 1160. August is 15 and three quarters lower at 1144 and three quarters. July bean meal is down $9.70 at $3.63.20. July soybean oil is 83 points lower at $42.66. Corn's down. The condition rating declined there, too, within trade expectations, while still holding above year-ago levels. That was largely due to heat stress in the east and south, with flooding not fully factored in yet. July corn is down 8.5 at 425. September's 8.25 lower at 431 and a quarter. And wheat's lower. The winter wheat harvest is ahead of average, with the condition rating improving against seasonal trends. Yield results in Russia have been better than expected in some areas, despite their crop weather difficulties. July Chicago's down 12 at 540 and a half. July Kansas City's 7.75 lower at 573 and three quarters. July Minneapolis wheat's down 7.75 at 597 and a half. Live and feeder cattle are mixed, getting ready for this week's direct business. Things remain very quiet in the major feeding areas. Box beef was higher at midday. August live's down 50 at 184.32. October's up 42 at 184.22. August feeders are down 5 at 258.85. September's 27 lower at 259.85. And hogs are mixed, watching demand ahead of Thursday's inventory report. Pork was up at midday today, but that was after a loss yesterday. July's down 27 at $89.67. August lean is up 30 at $87.02. Crude oil's lower, but holding above 80 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
There's really nothing like the smell of barbecue and the sound of fireworks going off in the distance. It's a good time to make sure you're insured well. Here at Richards Insurance Agency, we have the grill safely lit as we get ready to celebrate America's birthday. Let us help you with any home or auto insurance problems that you may have. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We hope your holiday goes off with a bang. Find us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Buckwheat. An option for those who avoid gluten. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Buckwheat belongs to a group of foods that are commonly referred to as pseudo-cereals. Other pseudo-cereals that you might know are quinoa and amaranth. It's high in mineral and antioxidant content. Clara Smith, founder of Tenera Grain, says buckwheat isn't a commonly grown crop in the U.S., but there is a market for it.
When I look at the buckwheat market, I've seen brands like Lil Bucks, which is sprouted buckwheat as a topper. I'm also looking at Pacho, which is a buckwheat bread company. And there's also all sorts of buckwheat milk companies that are popping up on the coast. So when I think about those kinds of opportunities, it's like, how do you build relationships with food manufacturers who are using buckwheat and how to build out that supply chain? And then even from a bigger point of view than that, there's the exporting market. And the U.S. is number 2 in the world of exporting buckwheat right after Russia. And then Japan and China are the number one importers of buckwheat.
The U.S. produces about 85,000 metric tons of buckwheat. By comparison, the U.S. produced nearly 390 million metric tons of corn last year. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive